Welcome, good evening, hello, and it's wonderful to join with you again for this very special occasion in the life of our diocese every year. I always look forward to this event. I know from what many of you have said that you always look forward to it as well, for many different kinds of reasons. The first evening speaker at this event is always faced with an audience who have eaten well, and that's everybody, drunk well, and that's some, but full of expectation for what's to come, and I think that's everybody. On the Damascus Road was the theme we gave out for this weekend, and the roads that don't lead to Damascus clearly lead to Sandown. There's a very special welcome to us this evening, though, from someone who isn't able to be here, and I'm going to ask Hilary now to come and give us that welcome.
It's attached to me.
That's fine, thank you. It's from Christopher, Bishop of Portsmouth. Dear colleagues in ministry, while you're together this weekend, I wanted to send you my greetings through Canon David Isaac, Warden of Readers. I hope you will enjoy this time together, benefiting from the worship, the input, and the conversations, both focused and more informal. The opportunity to come apart and to be refreshed spiritually, intellectually, and socially is important, and I'm sure you will benefit, and so also those among you with whom you minister. I'm sorry not to be able to be with you, and look forward to sharing this special time with you in January 2012. I assure you of my prayers and ask you to pray for me. With best wishes, yours sincerely, Christopher.
Thank you very much, Hilary.
This time last year, we were in the position of waiting for our new bishop. Our new bishop has now arrived. Many of you I know in different occasions will have met with him, and I think we're all very reassured by the sense that we have a very strong presence now at the heart of our diocese and someone who I think is going to be very caring and supportive of all that we do. I want to give an especial welcome to people who are at this event for the first time and to encourage those who've been here many times to make sure that those who are new and whom you don't know and don't recognize are brought in to the company of this fellowship. The name badges help a lot with that. They certainly help those among us who are better at faces than at names, and they certainly help those who are new among us to identify and recognize people and decide who it is they never want to meet again. I can't resist a comment on the comments that have been made to me this evening upon the smartness of my appearance. Now, that's rather worrying because I wonder in what kind of sort of ill-bred or ill-fashioned condition I normally appear before you. I have been made quite good offers for my tie so far. There are a number of opening items before we get into the main meat of this evening. The first of them, clearly, is to say how very disappointed and sorry we all are that Dr. Christina Baxter had to let me know on Wednesday this week, that she very, very reluctantly had to decide that to stay with her 89-year-old father, who is quite close to death, was probably the right thing to do. And I know that you, with me, will want to send her, as I have already from the messages you've sent me, our good wishes and the assurance of our prayers and our total understanding of that decision which she needed to make then. I am hoping, and so is she, that in due time, at some point in the future, she may be persuaded to come to us again. We will have available around here somewhere on the end here during the weekend a little card of support for her, which, if it's a large enough card, hopefully all of us might manage to sign, or if not, some of us might, just to assure her that we have been thinking of her and offering prayers for her. That means, of course, a very different kind of programme for the weekend. And there's a sense in which the Damascus Road for us this weekend is to be finding on this weekend that which we did not expect we were going to find. And I think that's probably all good and very, very proper. They say that experience is what you get when you didn't get what you were expecting. On one occasion, a number of years ago now, I arranged, after much persuasion, to take all the youth officers of the Church of England for a retreat on the island of Iona. We planned it for many, many months, arranged to go in the middle of January so that none of their bosses could say that they were having a jolly. And so we all arrived from different directions up through Crea and Larrick, that wonderful, marvellous railway junction at Oban, and were put up in homes and on church hall floors in Oban overnight, and the next morning, I've never seen weather like it. The waves were coming over the top of the ferry, and you know how big that ferry to Mull actually is. There was no way of travelling to Iona for several days. And so we held this much-vaunted retreat in the public bar of the Royal Hotel in Oban. And it went very, very well indeed. And so you set off on one journey to meet the Lord on the holy mountain, and he says, over here. And that happens. And that maybe is something of what happened to Paul as well. We have received many offers, and thank you very much for them, from people who are here tonight and from others, to help this weekend with program and by filling it in. I'm very pleased to tell you, as some of you will have seen in my note, that the Dean of Portsmouth, David Brindley, is coming as our contributor for tomorrow morning to do some scriptural work with us. And David Lindsay, whom some of you know but some of you don't, and I'll introduce him more fully in a moment, has agreed to contribute later tomorrow. David, could you now stand up and come out here while I introduce David to you as the man who's now been persuaded, without too much arm twisting, to take on the role, following Brian Powell, of coordinator of reader training for the diocese. And by way of introduction, David is now just going to say a quick word to those who are here as trainee readers.
Yes. Thank you very much. Well, thank you, David. It's lovely to be here, and I'm delighted to say that my wife Anne is here as well. I think all trainees, and I include in trainees those who were licensed last September, I think all trainees have heard from me, and if I've missed out anybody, I do apologise, with the idea that we should meet tomorrow afternoon for about 50 minutes before tea, because one of the things that struck me very early on in taking this job is that people who are training don't seem to meet other people who are training except the ones in their year, and I think that's rather a shame. So we're going to meet at 3:30, and I suggest that we simply gather perhaps over in that area there and get to know one another. So look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you, David. The other piece of news, of course, and sad news it is, but in a different way blessed news as well, is just to note and register, as we will in our prayers in a moment, Bishop Kenneth's parting from us. And I know that many people are wanting and hoping to be at his funeral this coming week. And so in our prayers now and throughout this weekend, we'll commend him to God and also pray for Sarah and his family as well. Along with sad news about Christina and her family and Kenneth, there are some good news items to share at this point as well. The main one I want to share tonight is to let you know that David B. has been persuaded, without again too much arm twisting, do stand up, David, so we'll know over here who you are, to take on the role of sub-warden of readers for Petersfield Deanery. So we welcome you to that role, David. Your colleagues won't have heard that yet, because that exchange only took place between you and I yesterday, and I therefore think this is the moment to welcome you to that role before everybody, to ask for God's blessing on you in it, and to look forward, as we all do, to working with you in it. Welcome to your role. There's one more item before we move to prayer now, and that's to talk about prayer tomorrow. Alan.
The morning worship has always been an integral part of our reader weekend. And we had some pictures up there just now of the beach. And I can remember us going down on the beach to have morning worship on the beach, and we made things worth of shells. And there's been all sorts of things tried for morning worship. We're doing something a wee bit different tomorrow. I suppose we're trying to make it a bit more intimate, a bit more family-like. So tomorrow morning, we are having breakfast and morning worship. And you will find a wee bundle of scrolls on your table at breakfast. And beside the wee bundle of scrolls, you will find a menu, morning prayer menu. Each of the scrolls have got a different colour. And each colour you're told about here. We've got opening prayer, confession. Dark green is a reading of the Psalms from the King James Version, because this year is the 400th anniversary. So we're having the King James Version. Yellow is the collect. It's a 1662 collect. And so we've got a mixture of languages. We've got a mixture of prayers. And we hopefully we've got something for everybody. And what we hope you will do is that you will take one out, each one of you on the table, and we will, as is appropriate, in between the bacon and eggs or the Rice Krispies or whenever it is, you take one out and you can have a short session of prayer, of Bible reading, and of worship. So we hope everybody will do that tomorrow morning. It means you're going to have to fill up all the tables, you know, make sure. And the tables that are only set for two, push them together, and then you can have. What I would ask, the staff here are very long-suffering with us. What I would ask that when you have finished, there will be a receptacle at the door so that we don't leave all this paper on the table. Please deposit it when you have finished in the said receptacle. Okay? You all understand? Yes. Everybody? It's for everybody to participate. Eh? And I shall be watching along with David, and we will be making notes of...
Very good. Good.
Okay. Right. And that's my cue, just to remind everybody that the worship sessions this time have been put together by the members of the conference planning group. Sometimes it's gone to this deanery or that deanery. This year it's been held by that planning group. So you know exactly which of us to blame for it. It'll be very exciting all the way through, because each of the events we've tried to give a different kind of flavour to, including the very novel and very exciting scenario that we've just had outlined to us, which I'm looking forward to very much. Let us pray. We come together as those called by God to glimpse something of his glory, to know something of his great love, and to be invited by him to share that love in his world. So we ask for God's blessing upon our time together here, upon all those who will come to visit us, those who will help us try to understand his word and his purpose. We pray for one another. We pray for Christina Baxter and her family. We commend to God's care Bishop Kenneth and pray for Sarah and all her family. And we remember before God and ask his blessing upon those of our number who have died this past year. Malcolm Lowe from Fareham. Peter Simpson. And Malcolm Lowe from Liphook. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you are the light of the minds that know you, the joy of the hearts that love you, the strength of the wills that serve you. Grant us so to know you that we may truly love you, so to love you that we may freely and fully serve you, in and through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
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 The Lord be with you.
And also with you.